Was it?
Free for me.
Okay, I'm inviting y'all to my 70th birthday in 14 months.
Seven to zero.
We're going to have to whoop it up.
Oh, we will.
We're having Dr. Bradley's birthday Saturday. I think he'll be 75. God.
That is a 42 play machine. He is quick.
Mr. Ashley, I can feel for you. I was an older commissioner down there.
Good morning. It is 9 a.m. on this 14th day of July, 2025. This is a regular meeting of the Marion County Commissioners Court. This meeting was posted with the county clerk, Ms. Kimberly Wise, at 1:58 p.m. on the 10th day of July, 2025. Today present is myself, County Judge Liberty Flirt, Commissioner Precinct 1, Mr. J.R. Ashley, Commissioner Precinct 2, Mr. Jacob Patterson, Commissioner Precinct 3, Mr. Paul D. Webb, and Commissioner Precinct 4, Mr. Jared R. Lee. We will start with prayer and pledges. Father, we come before you today and ask for your mercy. We ask for your guidance today. We ask that you continue to keep the folks in the Texas Hill Country under your watchful eye. We pray for them. We thank you for the mercies that you have provided for them. All the first responders who are there to help serve, pray for our governor, our president, and all the people in county government and Kirk County and the surrounding communities. May you guide them and keep their backs strong and their minds sharp. Father, we also thank you for living in the greatest state in this here union and in the best county in that state. We thank you for all the things that you do for us each and every day, and it's in your holy, precious, and most sacred name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge the name today. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
All right.
We will go to the first item on the agenda, the consent agenda. And gentlemen, under item A, it says consider approval of minutes June 30th and July the 11th. There was a typo. There was also supposed to be added June the 27th. So we are approving minutes for June the 27th, June the 30th, and July the 11th. And I have those if anyone would like to review them, or they probably in your binder. And then B and C is as usual.
Monthly reports. JP Precinct 2, May of 25. JP Precinct 1, May of 25. Treasurer, May of 25. Sheriff, June of 25. JP Precinct 2, June of 25. Our county clerk, June of 25. And our district clerk, May through June of 25. Those are the monthly reports.
I'm glad you remembered.
Me too.
Motion we approve it. Consent agenda is read.
Second.
Motion made by Lee, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number two, consider for approval payroll from June 1st through the 15th, 2025, and June 16th through the 30th, 2025.
Okay, on 6/15/2025, there was a payroll transfer of $99,929.87. That was our net pay. There was also a federal tax deposit of $28,185.64 in plus payroll taxes. On 6/30/2025, there's a payroll transfer of net pay of $102,110.33 and a federal tax deposit of $29,277.12. And on July 15th, there will be a transfer to TCRS for our June 2025 retirement in the amount of $49,670.90.
Motion to approve the payroll as presented by our treasurer, Ms. B.J. Westbrook.
Second.
Motion made by Ashley, second by Webb. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number three, Stanley Jackson, EnviroTech Services, to make presentation to the court. Mr. Jackson, the floor is yours, sir.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Won't be fancy, because I'm not fancy.
We're not fancy here.
I sent some things in. I don't know if y'all got a handout on this or not, but I'll share some of it with you. Y'all did get it. Guys, thank y'all for looking at it. I came from Sabine County. Commissioner down there one time, we was broke, couldn't pay attention, and I looked at things in a different way than what other people do, and I have all my life. I was looking for ways to save money and try to make budget. There was a salesman come along and presented this to me. And he come along and he kept presenting this to me, and I finally tried it. And I have some samples of my truck of what we've done with it. But I didn't know if they'd let me bring them up here, because they might think I was an Indian and had a weapon in my head. But guys, this stuff is a way to build a road cheaper and last longer. And it'll work in a lot of different types of materials. I tried it in an area that had always been a problem area at my home area over there, in a curve in the road. It had two church houses and a cemetery. And it was dusty and it always corduroy bed. If you run around the road, go around a curve 30 miles an hour, you wind up in a ditch. You know, it wasn't a bad curve. I put that down in June, 2 years ago. I was only in the commissioner's office for one term, thankfully. And thank y'all for what y'all do for me, things, guys, because I know what it is to be like. But anyway, this road has not been touched with a grader or anything since we applied this product. And you can do a product for about $6,000 a mile. You can put this in with dirt and gravel and existing stuff. It'll make a hard surface that does away with most dust. We do have a dust control that you can cap it with, but this stuff will last. I've seen some stuff lasted in Bill Doggett's County, is over around Huntsville. He had been doing it for like 6 or 7 years. They got a big tank. They keep a big tank full of it. If they're going to do a road that they're going to chip and seal, they do the base with that. If they got a road they're having trouble with, they do it and make their road out of it, you know. But if you don't stabilize the road, it glues it together. When you're driving up down a road and you see the dust behind you, you're grinding your rock up and blowing it away. And if you can take something like this, and there's other people makes it, but I didn't have to find anything that I trusted as good as this. You can glue that road together and keep it there and not grind it up. Rocks run, you know, under the tires and they grind up and goes away. It's kind of like buying ice in the summertime without a cooler, you know, if it's bad rock. And I understand y'all don't have a whole lot of rock quarries around to get from. I mean, we didn't either. But that's my pitch on this stuff, guys. You can save money, and you can save money in two ways. You can save money by not buying a bunch of expensive material, and then you can save money on not having maintenance down the road. And I'll be glad to meet with any of y'all after the meeting. I don't want to drag y'all's meeting out. I know y'all got a lot of stuff to do. I know money's tight in budgets, but if you can scrape some up and fix a road that's a terrible road for you all the time, it washes away all the time, you can do some things that will save you money in the long run. I like helping, and I like ways of find ways to save money. I've been that way all my life. So. But that's my speech. Y'all want to ask me anything? A couple of you want to meet after the court, or if you want to meet at another time, I'll leave my card with y'all before I get out of here, and I'd like to get y'all's contact as well. I'll try to answer any questions, but like I say, I don't want to take up a lot of y'all's time, but I can go ahead.
Can you apply this in the wintertime?
Yes, sir.
Any time of the year?
Any time of the year. And if the wetter the road is, the less work you have to do to prepare the road. It likes water. When you tear the road up 4 inches deep and get what you want is 4 inches of some kind of material. You can't have red clay. You got to have some dirt. It loves dirt and rock. You can't have all rock. You got to have a mixture. And you apply it with a wet. You mix it in and you roll it with a roller, vibrate it. If it don't stick, it won't stick to your wheel. You know, some dirt sticks to that wheel sometimes, but you just have to roll it out. But vibrate it in, pack it in, and leave it alone. And it'll start setting up. When you roll it back and forth with your blade, and you'll go to feeling your blade tightening up, your blade handle goes, well, this stuff's getting stiff. You want to get it flat then, because when it mixes and starts activating, it does, goes getting hard. And it gets hard for days and days and days after. It just, it sets up better, stabilizes better, the longer it sits there, up to 3 years, they say. And I hadn't fooled with 3 years for myself. I'd done some stuff that it didn't work right then. And it was my crew's fault and myself's fault. It wasn't the product's fault. We got into the clay issue that I didn't know about. So, I asked him, I said, if I sell this stuff for y'all, and my name's on it, so I'm gonna stand behind it. If you don't want me standing behind it, you don't want me selling for you, because I'm not gonna put something out of my work. And I just got through fixing a road in Jasper County. Dennis Marks is the commissioner down there. That they messed up. It wasn't my fault. It really wasn't the other settlement's fault. But they brought the wrong material out to put out. They brought dust control and a triple dose of it. The guy at the plant in Cleveland, we have a plant in Cleveland. We have plants in a lot of places. He was a new guy. He loaded a truck up and it didn't have any dust, but it didn't have any hardness in it. But I'm telling you that, you know, everybody's not perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm here to help. We can make road. I'm not going to tell you it's the best. It's going to be like a highway, but you can build a road cheaper with this than you can any other way that I know of, and it'd be a pretty good, you know, pretty good road.
And how well does it hold up in flood zone areas?
Pretty good. If you have real rushing water, you can wash it off. So, but if you don't, if you just got an area that gets wet, when you dry it back out, it's still there and it's hard, you know. So this where I put it, that what I worked on for Dennis Marks was in a creek bottom, and that's, I think, about 12 or 14 foot above sea level out in there. You know, you gotta get closer to the ocean. But
how much did you say per mile?
Cost about $6,000 a month for the product put out.
Did that include the truck to put it out with?
No, sir. Now, if we put it out ourselves, it's more expensive. They was doing they have a transport load they can bring out with a single X. They got base line that you can buy that's up to triple X, and they're working on or triple X, that you can mix like 25% of that and 75% water in your own water truck, and it saves you money. And that's the best way to go. But to come out with a truck, the truck load will do about a mile and a half, and they'll put it out, so you've got trucking and labor and that stuff, so it jacks the price up towards about somewhere around $13,000.
So if we do 4 inches, how many passes will that truck have to make over to get all that your liquid in there?
It'll make several passes.
We have to blend each time.
It's best to do it. And I tell you, what I found best is take your scarf, our teeth on the back of your grader, and just plow it. And right behind that truck, you go right behind him, and he'll turn and come down the other side of the road and do the same thing. And it's just mixing. It's kind of like, you ever make pancakes or biscuits, and you don't get all of it stirred up real good, and you'll have lumps in it? Well, you're not going to get the blue ribbon if you don't get the little lumps out of it. You don't have to count it there. But it's got to be mixed good, and like I say, it likes water. And doing that, it just helps get that in there, because even if you till this up 4 inches deep, you're putting it out on top. So if you'll scratch it in there, the best that I had, I bought a set of mandrels for bullet blades on a grader. And I had another old grader that I fixed up with them on it. And so I'd go in there and I'd cut 2 inches and throw it to one side, and I'd go back through and bust up 2 more inches, and then we'd start. And it just busts it up so fine. And if y'all do some of it, I'll come here and I'll walk with the truck and I'll walk with your guys for more than one time if I have to y'all see how it is to put it in there and are satisfied. So
So you want to do a quarter mile demo for free?
Yeah, as long as you pay for it. I can't. They won't let me do that. So.
How close around would you have somebody that would you go look and then?
I'll check that and see, because I'm new at this, to be honest with you. I got out of the office in January, and I didn't really get into it good until they actually put me on their payroll, because they wanted me to sell and do commission and run the roads. And I told them, I said, I'm not going to go out there and wear my truck out and me get crippled up in a wreck going down the road, and I don't have any thing to fall back on. So
Tell you what, I will put up the road, and I'll put up the cost to do the demo.
Okay.
Now, I'll get with you on that.
Okay.
And I'll be glad, we'll work it in any time, and if it's y'all's schedule better, I'll try, I gotta make sure my truck's ready, it comes out of Cleaver.
Okay.
How much notice do you need, 2 weeks?
Probably, yeah. And if it rains the day before, and the water runs off of it, it isn't gonna hurt, because it saves you, and, because there's a process, you gotta have a water truck to water this road in, and you gotta have a roller packing, and you gotta have some kind of way to break it up, so. And the sweetest thing about it is where I've seen some counties that works together, that the commissioners can work together, and I didn't have that luxury, I'll just be honest with you.
Well, I tell you, this court right here, we work very well together.
Well, I'm glad to see that, and I know money's tight, and I know y'all are probably working on budgets now, but everything has went up so much, guys, until, you know, we was talking about a road grade a while ago, from, in the last few years, they went from $125,000, $150,000, or $200,000, now they're what, $600,000, you know? And y'all are gonna make it, they're gonna make it what you got, so.
Now, do y'all have roller?
No, sir. I rented one from whenever I was doing a pretty good, I done a 3.6 mile run, and when I done that, I rented a roller from Mustang Cat, and I also, I bought a water tank to fit in one of my old dump trucks that they had abandoned, and I got it back going, so, and there's a water tank that holds 2,700 gallons, so I'd run about 2,000 gallons in it, and that'll do, takes 4,000 gallons of mix to do a mile.
4,000 gallons of water to go with it?
It's what I cut mine to, and I come out, and they, you know, you can cut it, you can go about 5,000 gallons a mile, and it'll give you a better road, but some of them, the roads that I was working on was some that, you know, that I thought I could fix, and it did fix. I got into the problem with clay on that road in that area, but it don't like a lot of limestone, just solid limestone, you need some.
We ain't got none of that.
And one of y'all, I think you referenced a new material that y'all was using, and if you got some material that you're using, I'd like to have I'd get with y'all at a later date and get a half a gallon, I mean, a half a 5 gallon bucket, or 3 gallons, and a 5 gallon bucket, and send it to the lab and see what they recommend before we try it, because, and any road that you got, it may be iffy, we could do the same, it'll cost y'all a thing, the company will pay for that, but we'll see what we're working with. If you got some old oil sand that you've had trouble with, and it's not any good anymore, and you plan to do something with it, you need about 50% of some kind of a dirt, you know, loamy dirt, mix with it, and it'll glue it together, but it won't just do oil sand, because it's hard to stick to oil. Yeah.
Well, then what about just pure sand?
Pure sand don't work real good.
Okay.
And that's what I'm told, and I'm having to go off hearsay, because I haven't tried pure sand. They just tell me that sand don't bind together too, because sand don't hold any moisture. See, it's a little ball, you know. That is this thing, when you put them down, it'll only soak up so much water, and then it sheds water off. About 20% of what you would normally put in the ground is all it'll take, and then it sheds water for you. And you want about a 2-inch rise in the middle. You don't want a real big steep. You want it pretty, you know, about a 2-inch rise from side to side. So if you get it running off of the sides too much, and you get too much rain, especially when it's newer, it'll start trying to track on you just a little bit if you got a rush in and it's not very old. So, but if you get it kind of flat, you know, metal buildings they put up nowadays is a 1 in 12, so you know, there's not much pitch on them, and there's a reason for that. But the road needs to be, you know, about a 2-inch rise in the middle. It needs to have some dirt, not sand. You can't have all the limestone or one rock gravel, and you can't have all the oil sand. And I know there's places, and I got into some old oil sands, and it's tough stuff, you know, but we mixed it with dirt.
So what about millings? What's the most percentage of millings that we could have in a road before it would?
I would say you'd need about
20-30% the most, or?
Of millings. I think you could probably go 50%, but I'll verify that before we try one. If you've got that much that you're worried about, we'll take some samples and send it in. So
Okay, what's the minimum that you come up with for a mile?
Now, we can do a half a mile, it's just the trucking and stuff is expensive. You can lower your trucking costs and.
How much can you carry on a truck?
$5,000.
So.
We can do about a mile and a half, they can mix it for a mile and a half with the five, because of concentrates they mix, you know. You can mix it at 20%, you can mix it at 50%, you know. I'm thinking that the price on a mile here would be probably close to $12,000. Because everything has changed some. The numbers that I got in my head was a price sheet from June of 24. I know things have started coming up and I haven't seen any price sheet yet. So imagine the quotes that they're gonna be doing will have a little bit of increase. But I'll be glad to get y'all a quote on anything, we'll look at anything, we'll get sampled on dirt roads, so.
Well, Mr. Jackson, we appreciate you coming today.
Yes, sir. I'll sit around and wait till after.
I'm good, appreciate it.
There you go, Heath.
I got one.
All right, no action taken on item number three. Item number four, enter into the minutes, see you out, following Commissioner Precinct One, Commissioner Ashley. Certificate of completion 2025 for successfully completing 10 hours of educational training. If no action taken on that. Item number five, consider for approval appointment, Ms. Margie Smith to the Board of Trustees of Community Health Corps for a 2-year term from September 1st, 2025 to August 31st, 2027. That's coming up. It is my recommendation that we do appoint Ms. Smith back to the Board of Trustees of Community Health Corps. She does a fantastic job voicing the thoughts and the processes for here in Marion County. I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve of the appointment of Ms. Margie Smith to the Board of Trustees of Community Health Corps for a 2-year term beginning September 2025 through August 31st of 2027.
Second.
Motion made by Ashley, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number six, consider for approval interlocal contract for County 911 database maintenance with Ed Cog from September 1st, 2025 to August 31st, 2027 at a cost of $1,075.90 and authorizing the county judge to sign on. That's something we've done every couple of years for our 911 system here in Marion County. If you look, we pay the lesser amount than any other ones in the call. It's your last sheet of paper. And it's off of the last census data of population.
I make a motion for the approval of the interlocal contract for the County 911 database maintenance with EdCog from September 1st, 2025 through August 31st, 2027 at a cost of $1,075.90, authorizing the county judge to sign.
Second.
Motion made by Lee, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Seven, consider ratification of interlocal agreement for 911 public safety answer point services with EdCog from September 1st, 2025 to August 31st, 2027, signed by the county judge and sheriff and the PSAP coordinator July 1st, 2025. That's something we needed to get done fairly quickly. So I just ask that you guys will ratify that.
September 1st, 2025 through August 31st of 2027. Signed by county judge and sheriff and PSAP coordinator of July 1st of 2025.
Second.
Motion by Ashley, second by Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion Carried five zero eight. Consider for approval and take necessary action on 2026 Marion County Appraisal District budget. All right, Ms. Ann?
You don't have any questions, I'm here to answer those. Quick highlight, we kept this budget to as small an increase as we could, just a little over 1.5% more than last year's budget. Most of those increases, a little bit is in salaries, there are increased proposals for fees, dues and memberships. The appraisal tool contracts increased, and the other biggest item that increased was utilities. And everybody knows what's happening in their household budget as well as your county budget and all of the departments and utilities that have gone up. I took a little bit of direction from Judge LaFleur. I had done salaries one way when we originally sent this budget out, and then I read in the paper that you were proposing a $2,000 flat increase for all employees. I went back and did that, which increased the proposed salary for 2026 on most of the employees. I think there was, mine went down a little bit. One of the other employees, theirs was kind of pretty close at that 2,000, but that left three employees that salary will go up, and they'll see a great benefit to that. Do you have any specific questions?
Just last year, you said it was 680,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year, your proposal for next year, 691.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you're saying that of the $2,000 raise per employee, is that a total of five employees, $10,000?
Five right now, yes.
Right now. So actually then with the raise, this budget's only going up $1,200, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm. We try to stay as close to a shoestring as we can be.
Any other questions? I believe this is my seventh appraisal district budget, and this will be the first one that I vote in favor of. I think this is very fair.
Yes.
We try.
So I will make a motion to approve.
Second.
I made a motion to approve. Commissioner Ashley seconded it. All in favor, please indicate. Any opposed? Good.
Thank y'all.
Yes, ma'am.
Consideration. You need any help?
We do.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
We need a lot of help. All right. Before we get out of here. Headline, the county judge finally proposed to approve appraisal district. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, in fact, the raise is off, and it's only $1,100.
Yes.
No charge.
No.
Kind of put this one out.
Yes, but I need that other piece of paper back with that.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn by Commissioner Ashley, second by Commissioner Lee. All in favor? Any opposed? We are adjourned. Motion to adjourn.